or a ghost story.
Listener Edgardo was hiking through the woods up on Mount Lemmon. It was wintertime, and a fast-moving storm swept in over the mountains.
That's scary.
Snow began to fall. It was getting dark. Fast. With the last few moments of daylight fading, Edgardo started to worry he wouldn't be able to find his way back to the car or the main road. He was terrified. Then he noticed the faint silhouette of a cabin off in the distance. He was so cold and feared he might die if he stayed out in the storm. So Edgardo made his way through the snow up to the cabin's front door. He knocked and knocked on the dark cabin door, but there was no answer.
Hello? Hello?
He yelled, desperately hoping someone would hear him and let him inside. He turned the knob on the door, and it creaked open.
Creaked open.
Edgardo went inside. He was so thankful to be in from the cold. And he began slowly feeling his way around the unfamiliar room in the dark. There were no light switches in the old cabin, but eventually the storm cleared, and a bit of moonlight showed Edgardo his new surroundings. All over the walls were portraits of people with menacing faces. Their tortured eyes seemed to follow him everywhere he went. It was nearly impossible for him to sleep, but Edgardo knew his body needed rest if he was to hike down the mountain the next day. And eventually, he was able to drift off to sleep. When he woke up the next morning, the portraits of the menacing faces were gone.
No!
And in their places were just windows.
Huh.
Were Edgardo's eyes tired and just playing tricks on him? Or were the dark cabin's haunted spirits really watching him through the windows that night?
They were watching.
I don't know.
He's alive and well, right?
He sent us the email.
Okay, good. He's breathing.
So I assume he's all right.
I was so worried about him.
Can you imagine, though? You get inside a cabin.
Yes.
You're freezing.
Yes.
You're so thankful, but it's dark.
Yes, yes.
And you're thinking, man, okay, I'm finally okay in here. And then there's these little portraits of these menacing faces watching your every
move. They probably were watching. They're like, who is this person? We don't recognize him.
An old, dark, unelectrified cabin. Scary.
Yeah.
Really scary.
Crossing dimensions. Ooh.